This weekend has been very quiet, very quiet. You can see now that people are starting to go back to their normal lives. I'm standing now right now in the bishop's office, and we overlook the government building where the bomb hit. And the road here has been closed with the military standing there with their machine guns and everything. That has now been taken away. So we are starting to go back to ordinary life. But I don't know if we have realized how big this tragedy is in a way. We haven't seen the names. We haven't seen the faces of those who have died. And this came so unexpected. No one could have foreseen the horror and this manifestation of evil in our country through one man. So I think we will need some time just to let this whole thing sink in. The mourning process has started for many people outside of the Lutheran Cathedral in Oslo now. The whole square in front there has been turned into a sea of flowers and candles and prayers and greetings to the victims. So I think we are starting to realize what hit us last Friday, but we still need time for it to sink in.
What are the young people who survived saying? Had they started to speak?
They have now started to speak. They have been kept in a hotel where they have received professional help. But now they have started to go back to their families and friends. So they have just started to show some interviews on television now with the young people who were there, and they have horrific things to tell. They are careful, of course. They're not describing everything in detail, but you hear about how afraid they were. First, thinking that this was a practical joke, and then realizing when they saw their friends' faces been blown away, that this was not a joke. People starting running for their lives and throwing themselves in the ocean, swimming, still being shot at, hiding in toilets, hiding under corpses, so, under their dead friends. Horrific, horrific images and experiences they have had there.
What did you first think when you heard about the bomb?
Well, I thought first maybe that this was an over exaggeration, because I was in my car coming out of a retreat. So I was just wakening up to the world, and I was listening to the radio on the way back from the retreat. So all the images in my head were imaginary images. I first heard about the bomb near the government building, and then I heard people explaining what it looked like, but I couldn't imagine it, so I thought that, no, this must be the media over-exaggerating. But it wasn't. And then I actually drove past Utøya, where the massacre took place, just minutes before he started. There was a queue there, and I saw teenagers waiting to get over to the island to join their friends there. I hope they never made it over before the shooting started. And I came back to Oslo just before we celebrated the evening mass, and we celebrated it as a requiem mass for the dead. At that time, we only knew of two deaths. But as the mass developed, the whole thing in Utøya came into the media too. No, it's just been a very surrealistic weekend. People coming late for Mass yesterday, or all the Mass in the cathedral, because the whole area has been blocked off and they didn't know. So many people didn't turn up until halfway through the Mass. It's just very surrealistic.
How would you describe this Anders Breivik?
Well, it's a mystery to me how a person can have planned this for such a long time, and no one has known. If there has been signs that one should have seen. It's difficult to say. His family, and this is a tragedy too for his family, of course. They didn't know anything. And he has, on his Facebook profile, he has written there that he is a Christian, which to me shows how totally unrealistic and not in touch with reality that he is. You cannot call yourself a Christian and do the things he has done. He has been maybe occupied with conservative values that you find in the Christian church, and especially maybe then in the Catholic church. But for him to call himself a Christian, or I think he also has talked positively about the Catholic church, for him to do so, again, says how little he is in touch with reality. The Catholic church in Norway and in all the Scandinavian countries is a multicultural reality. The Catholic church is really present here. In the cathedral parish, we have people from 160 countries. So for him to be extremist right with racist mentality, for him to have Catholic sympathies is so unrealistic.